This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another month of weak job creation. Private payroll firm ADP says in its report out this morning that the economy created only around 102,000 new private payroll jobs in June, well below analysts' forecasts, and not much over the 41,000 new jobs created in May. The government's jobs report is due out on Friday. Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher found not guilty on the most severe charges he was facing, including murder and attempted murder for the death of an ISIS fighter in Iraq. As he looks towards his sentencing later today, he's thanking people who stood by his side.
I want to say thank you to Congressman Duncan Hunter and Congressman Ralph Norman, also to President Trump for intervening when he did.
Gallagher, who was convicted for posing for a photo with a casualty, speaking there on Fox News. And this is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
Firefighters are still at the scene of a huge fire at two barrel warehouses at a Jim Beam aging facility in Lexington, Kentucky. Officials believe the fire was caused by a lightning strike. The campaign of one of the many Democrats running for the White House may be faltering now. Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper has shaken up his campaign staff this week. He tells reporters,
"We felt that there was, it was the right time for a change."
But reports are his senior staff have been urging him to withdraw since last month and instead consider a run for the U.S. Senate. Days after losing a Supreme Court case, the Trump administration is going forward with printing 2020 census forms that do not include a citizenship question it had wanted. And just getting word, troopers remain at the scene of a rollover crash involving a used oil tanker in Washington State that's blocking northbound Interstate 5. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump looking forward to tomorrow's 4th of July celebration on the National Mall that he ordered earlier this year. Here's a preview from USA Radio's Wendy King.
They'll have tanks, flyovers, and fireworks at President Trump's 4th of July extravaganza in Washington, D.C. The National Mall is being prepared for the president's salute to America. He tweeted, "The Pentagon and our great military leaders are thrilled to be doing this.
It'll be special, and I hope a lot of people come."
But the Independence Day celebration is already sparking controversy in the nation's capital. D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton.
He's politicized the 4th of July before he opens his mouth.
Some people are also criticizing the fenced VIP section at the Lincoln Memorial where President Trump will speak. But the White House insists the event will be open to the public. The FAA is suspending flights at Washington's Reagan National during the flyovers and fireworks.
I'm Wendy King.
Thunderstorms could affect many Americans' 4th of July celebrations. The most likely spots are across the northern tier into the mid-Atlantic region. Thunderstorms are in the forecast from northern and central Idaho, east of Pennsylvania, and parts of New Jersey, New York, and Delaware, as well as down into the south. And the news never takes a holiday, and neither do we. Find us every day of the year at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Down to a binary choice, ladies and gentlemen. It is not for the faint of heart. Let's put it that way. Former senator and current chairman for the Conservative Partnership Institute, Jim DeMint, is with us. Jim, how are you, sir?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing great. Good to be back with you.
Hey, always good to have you on, sir. I appreciate it. We've got so much to talk about it. But, you know, the thing that we look at right now in line with, what's happening with our culture and the responses that is going, it really comes down to me. I'm seeing a clear binary choice that has been set up by the Democrats. We've got, 25 candidates. We'll have 20 that will be on display over the next couple of nights in Miami, vying for the Oval Office, and of course it's loud and clear that they want to continue to buy votes. They're talking about spending more money by way of buying votes, but they're not talking about saving any money here, Jim.
No, the spending is out of control. Trump is facing a dilemma. He really can't run the country and fund the military unless he gives the Democrats a lot of new money, and the presidential candidates on the Democrat side are talking about spending a lot more, forgiving student loans and Medicare for all, and the Green New Deal is just incredible levels of debt and spending. And it, like you said, it's a pretty clear choice. You know, my question is, how many Americans are actually seeing the contrast here, which is so clear to those of us who look at it every day? But that's part of what you do every day is
right.
Tell people, and we're trying to do the same thing.
Well, Senator, let me say I'm greatly encouraged because what I'm hearing as I travel across the country is that, a lot of this comes down to, kitchen table issues. And the people are getting it, and they're looking at D.C., at the Beltway. I mean, if they ever saw it before as dysfunctional, I mean, it is over the top.
There's no question about it. I've been working here in D.C., I've been in the House, been in the Senate, been in think tanks, and still working with members every day. And I've never seen it anything like this. And it's certainly been a deteriorating situation for the last 6 or 8 years. And it's hard for me to imagine how it could come back together unless the American people really step up and begin to elect a very different kinds of people. I mean, we have an example of one person last week, Chip Roy, a new representative from Texas. All he wanted to do on spending bills of totaling trillions of dollars is to ask people to take votes so that Americans could see what people were actually voting on. And he is despised by both parties right now because he wouldn't give consent to pass about 100 amendments with no votes.
Right.
And but that's the kind of person that we need now, that is just willing to take a stand and for common sense. And then what we need to do as a country and get his back, because in Washington, he's persona non grata right now just for making him spend a few hours voting on amendments.
Right, exactly. Well, it's about accountability. It's so easy for them to talk about it, but it translates to rhetoric because there's nothing behind it. They might as well just have a bumper sticker. I've often said that these bumper sticker slogans, that's about all the depth of sustenance that you get behind these ideas, because they often talk, whether it's Nancy Pelosi or Schumer, talking about accountability, but where are they acting accordingly?
Exactly, and Republicans have to step up here. They're the only way to offer a choice to what I think is just the out of control leftist mentality on the Democrat side. And Republicans have to decide who they are. I think they've had consultants for years that tried to tell them they need to move left in order to win votes, when all the evidence is the opposite. When Republicans have a big wave, whether it's the Tea Party wave in 2010 or 2014, when they had a great election, it was just because candidates were out there running solid conservative ideas, and we just need to help them follow through. They get up here and the leadership tells them, well, you can't really cut spending this time. After the next election, we'll work on it. But, you know, they're blowing through budget caps and everything that we've tried to put in place here.
Exactly.
So it's an important time up here for us to make some big choices.
Well, I think if anything that Donald Trump has proven to the Republicans is that courage works, does it not?
There's no question. And unfortunately, you can't change this system up here by being nice all the time. And so his personality, which is, you know, you can certainly criticize a lot of things he does, but the fact is, it's perfectly suited for a swamp here that's trying to stop any changes. And so the courage of Trump is contagious, and even being ornery about it is, you have to. I've tried being nice, and I try to be nice every day when I'm up here. But sometimes you just have to say, no, we're going anyway. We're going to do what we said we were going to do, and that's what Trump is doing.
Well, the fact of the matter is Democrats have been bullying Republicans for a long time. And we learned this in kindergarten, the first day in the sandbox, right? If you're bullied by somebody and if you took it, you're going to be tormented for the rest of your educational career. So we learn in that first day and that first encounter that you have to bully a bully. And this is what Trump has been doing. And I believe that Republicans, this is an opportunity for them to see, you know, follow his lead. You may not like his particular style, but, you know, as my old mentor used to say to me, Jim, your charm is only as good as your bottom line. Look what this president's been able to do in less than 3 years. I mean, Barack Obama would have died to have half of what Donald Trump has accomplished in 8 years. But because of, you know, the lies and, you know, he insists there was no scandals. I think he's rewriting history there because his administration was not scandal free. But Barack Obama gave us Donald Trump. And we can be thankful, you know, in all things, and particularly the way that this has worked out, because look what's happened. I mean, we have America back to work again. And I know you feel the same way, Senator, is that, you know, this is humanity. These are fellow citizens out there being productive, happier than they've been in a long time, because they're contributing to their families. They're out there working their back ends off, and, and they're having fun doing it. And you imagine if we had a little bit of cooperation from the Democrats. I've insisted on this, that our 3.2 GDP, we'd probably be looking at 4, maybe on the way to 5 right now.
You're right. And we could be growing and prospering and still becoming more fiscally sane here in Washington. We don't have to keep blowing money that is wasteful and we know doesn't work. And so if the Democrats need to step up, but the fact is, Bill, they have a completely different philosophy. They don't mind the deficits. They want more government control. And they don't care if the economy is growing or not. If you're sending money back to the people, that's not what they want. We've got a real battle of philosophies up here right now.
And I think it's a clear choice, as we said earlier, Senator. We're going to be talking more with gentlemen. We're going to talk about this this latest immigration proposal. Actually, it was a bill passed by Nancy Pelosi in the House. It's going to Mitch McConnell, rather disappointing to say the least. But it's all under the guise and consistent as far as the Democrats are concerned. There's no way that they want to give President Trump a win. And I'm saying, hey, it's not about President Trump. It's the American people that deserve a win. Why not? More from Senator Jim DeMantle on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. CNET programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Senator Jim DeMint continues with us, current chairman for the Conservative Partnership Institute. Jim, you know, maybe I'm a bit naive, but gosh, I remember when I was growing up, it seemed that, you know, it only got real partisan, and I'm talking about Republicans and Democrats and all this political infighting, around election time. But anymore, it's like every day we're in a campaign cycle from the Beltway, and now it's us against them instead of, you know, the people that we've elected to office to do something, to work together for the betterment of America as a whole. But now, I mean, we're in situations right now where Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to do anything whatsoever to help Donald Trump's, you know, reelection, or perceived that she's helping out in any way. I mean, the American people, you know, it's not important. You know, what's more important now is the Democratic Party, not the United States of America.
You're right, and if you disagree with anything on the left now, it's not a friendly disagreement. You are the enemy. I mean, you are a climate denier, or you are a racist. You're a bigot. I mean, the words they use now are very, very different than they were when I got to the House, and when I came to the House after being elected in '98. There were a lot of Democrats who we call blue dogs who we could work with, and they kind of served as a bridge. And like you said, most of the year you could work with the other party. We could introduce bills together. But the kind of the money behind the left now has taken them so far, and you'll hear it in the debate tonight, although I'm not going to watch it, but these guys are just trying to out-crazy each other. And what they're doing now, like you mentioned, the border bill that the House passed,
right,
is they've constructed this in a way that's going to make the situation worse, but they're going to say they did what Trump asked for. You know, he's asked for money for border enforcement, but they didn't give him any money for the beds and the way to confine people who've come to ask for asylum. So all that's left is to let them go.
Mm-hmm.
And he cannot provide the humanitarian support there at the border. So all we're doing is inviting more chaos right now. And I'm convinced a lot of leftists are helping to fund this movement in Central America to entice people to come to our country, ask for asylum. And because of our laws, we can't turn them away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, again, this bill, is while it pretends to spend billions of dollars, doesn't do hardly anything that the president asked for in the bill.
Well, and you bring up a good point here, Jim, and this has been asked several times, is where is all this money coming from that's bringing in, you know, thousands of people to our southern border and storming it the way it is? These people can ill afford. I mean, look at it. Even if you go straight up and you're paying coyotes, you know, you're talking $7,000-$12,000 there.
Right.
And meanwhile, you know, as far as the sex traffickers and drug runners and gang members are concerned, this is an HR opportunity for them, because here they get to stand there and they're looking at all the human resources that are coming through there, and the cute young girls, boy, they're putting them in line number one. The young boys with a little bit of strength, hey, you're in line number two. And they're setting up these kids and these immigrants, you know, for nothing that looks anything like the American dream. It's all about, you know, the most evil thing that could be possibly imagined, you know, from sex trafficking and drug running.
Yeah, I mean, if they come here under the asylum umbrella bill, they not only can get the normal benefits of welfare and Medicare, Medicaid and food stamps, they can actually sign up for income tax credits, whether they're working or not. And often they can be making more directly and indirectly than the people who are actually working in this country. So we've created this pot of gold at the end of a rainbow, and now we've got people from Africa and the Middle East and everyone coming through Central America, because we've created such big incentives,
mm-hmm,
for them to make this trip.
Of course, people will do that which they get rewarded for, and we're rewarding them quite handsomely, and they're discovering, once again, there's gold in them, our hills, but it's not the gold they even have to dig for, huh?
You're right. This is not fair to the future of America, and if Americans don't think they're paying for this, they will pay for it. They'll pay for it in lost jobs and just the incredible amount of money that we're going to have to spend to take care of these folks, because the average illegal who comes in here, as their education is less than the eighth grade. And we've got a lot of people in America we can't take care of right now who are citizens. Mm-hmm. And this idea that we can just keep being a charity program for the world is just not fair to anyone who's here and working and is an honest-to-goodness American citizen.
Well, Jim, to your point, the people that are getting affected most are the minority communities. I mean, people come from, Latin American countries. You know, the old saying, birds of a feather flock together. You think they're going to go hang out in Beverly Hills or Westchester County somewhere? You know, go to Maryland? You know, no, they're going to go into these poverty areas because they speak the language. They can adapt there. And they're going to impact those local communities. This is why the Hispanics in these local communities up in arms, to your very point, they're losing jobs. Resources that were heretofore available to them are now less because of, these illegals that are coming in. You know, a combination of illegals and the asylum seekers.
You're right. I mean, I talked to someone yesterday in Texas, a large construction business. About 60% of their workforce is Hispanic, and they've basically displaced other minorities as they've come, and they'll work cheaper. A lot of them want to come, and they get kind of invited into construction or hospitality unions or agriculture mm-hmm. unions. So the left loves it because they join unions, and then they try to figure out how they can get them to vote,
right.
And if they're not citizens. And so we're counting them in the census as American citizens right now because we don't ask citizenship questions. And what that does is sanctuary states like California, they have probably somewhere between 6 and 10 congressional seats that they shouldn't have if you actually only counted citizens.
Exactly. You see, and this is all the stuff that's going on right now. You know, as you and I were talking about off air with the whistleblower evidence, or at least the reveal of what the whistleblower regarding Google. I mean, it's very concerning, you know, because the Democrats have lost their mind. They're doing everything they can to block the re-election of President Trump. And at this point, Google has said, and whether it's Google, Facebook, Twitter, all the same way, because they're all, they're all populated by liberal people, and they think one way, and that is that it is their way. There's no room for conservative thought, and Donald Trump is an anathema to them. And they're all in to put their elbows on them. Forget about thumbs. It's elbows on the scales, whatever they can do to influence. So forget about whatever Vladimir Putin may or may not have done with $150,000 in social media, which is laughable, what they're going to do. And it's all excuse because the end justifies the means as far as they're concerned. And so what happens to the credibility of the whole voting process, Jim?
Yeah, well, our democracy doesn't work unless the citizens can get honest to goodness truth about what's going on and who the candidates really are and what they believe. And despite the internet and the openness there, because of just what you said, the leftist mentality is it's getting harder and harder for people to really know what's going on. And mm-hmm. and that's what I hear around the country is people keep asking, how do I know what's going on? I don't know. What's the news source that I can go to? And frankly, talk radio is one of the few things that folks can trust. They can generally
for right now, Jim. For right now, but the pressure is on us. We're in the crosshairs.
Well, yeah, because you depend on advertising, and every time you depend on advertising, corporate America's tried to squeeze you.
Yes.
So I appreciate all of you out there who are surviving and trying to get the truth out.
Well, that's what this show is all about, and I love the idea that we're independent. So this gives us a lot of latitude, in much the same way that President Trump is. I mean, he's not beholden to all the K Street influence and some of the other things that have been traditional influencers on the Beltway. And this is what makes it a bit refreshing and challenging for those, as you say, in the deep state that have been used to business as usual. But there's new management and new sheriff in town, and let's see if the people can keep it going, right?
Exactly.
Former senator and current chairman for the Conservative Partnership Institute, Senator Jim DeMint. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another month of weak job creation. Private payroll firm ADP says in its report out this morning that the economy created only around 102,000 new private payroll jobs in June, well below analysts' forecasts, and not much over the 41,000 new jobs created in May. The government's jobs report is due out on Friday. Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher found not guilty on the most severe charges he was facing, including murder and attempted murder for the death of an ISIS fighter in Iraq. As he looks towards his sentencing later today, he's thanking people who stood by his side.
I want to say thank you to Congressman Duncan Hunter and Congressman Ralph Norman, also to President Trump for intervening when he did.
Gallagher, who was convicted for posing for a photo with a casualty, speaking there on Fox News. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Hazardous waste materials are just that, hazardous. Not only can they be dangerous to you and your health, they're dangerous to the environment and should never go into your regular trash. Do a quick online search or check with the folks in your community for ways to safely dispose of or recycled old paints, solvents, and other toxic chemicals. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace. Right now, buy one, get one 50% off on gallons of our top paint brands like Valspar, Clark & Kensington, and Magnolia Home Paint. And with our Ace Extra Mile promise, we'll help you get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the 4th of July sale at Ace. Buy one, get one 50% off our top paint brands. Now through Monday. Limit 2. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for details.
The truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty! I'll be a free man!
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You can see how you can connect with any one of the 300-plus affiliates we have around the country. We thank you for joining in. Simple way, people always ask me, what station should I go to? It's there on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, or you can click on Listen Now. And also, we have podcasting there available as well, because we're givers. Absolutely free. Download, listen at your own convenience. Share them with your friends and neighbors. I mean, this is the place you come to get more than 8-second sound bites, because if that's what you're relying on are the 8-second sound bites that the media wants you to listen to, then, you know, we're being force-fed and we're being corralled here. This is what's going on. And the era of, dumbed-down thinking has got to be over. And critical thinking has to re-enter the public consciousness once again in order to get this country back on track and to truly be great as our founding fathers had seen for us by the grace of God. With us is my good friend Craig Huey. It's been a while since we've been able to talk, and he's in Southern California. I'm here on the East Coast, and if you were involved in the early days of Bill Martinez Live, Craig was was a faithful participant in the early days of Bill Martinez Live. When we first started coming together, Craig would come on the show quite regularly because of all the work that he'd been doing with Election Forum. Craig, let me bring you on the show right now. Good to be talking to you, buddy. How are you?
Bill, I'm doing
doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, and I'm just excited to be talking to you about all the great work that you're doing with Election Forum, which you've done in the state of California. My frustration still continues that we need election forums all across the country to do the kind of job that you do in terms of, you know, vetting the candidates and, you know, working hard for honest elections.
Well, it is true, Bill, that this is coming up to be one of the most important elections of our lifetime, and the stakes are socialism versus free enterprise. Mm-hmm. The stakes are a society that has an understanding and belief that God is given us inalienable rights versus those who want to take the rights away.
Exactly.
And so we have to make sure we win this election. And quite frankly, it's the mobilization of people mm-hmm. that is key. In fact, the progressive left, the Democrats, and those who want to transform our society into a big government socialist state, they basically are learning how to mobilize the voters in a way that most people don't even understand.
Right, exactly. Well, they were lied to, and we got a good taste of it for 8 years under the Obama regime. And, you know, at every turn, there was one lie after another, whether it had to do with your health care, keeping your doctor, all that, paying less, you know, that turned out to be a lie. I mean, there's one lie after another, but that runs, you know, typical with the progressive left, and they're on steroids now. You know, before they were genteel about the words and very selective about the words. Now they're just out of the closet. My good friend Trevor Loudon, for years, who's come on the show and said, Bill, we've got card-carrying Democratic socialists, you know, that we've elected into office that are there, you know, within the government. I said, well, what do you mean, Democratic? He goes, Bill, they're on the road. I mean, this is socialism. This is communism. These are all part and parcel of the Communist Party. It is that diabolical. And when you look at the words and the strategies that they've utilized along the way, particularly in California, because California has been a great, you know, kind of laboratory for this. It's become a one-party state. We saw what happened. Craig, I mean, to this day, my head's still spinning, and nobody is saying anything about it in California, that you have, five, six red voting districts flipped in one voting cycle? I mean, that's impossible unless you're cheating.
Well, it's not so much cheating as understanding how to mobilize the vote. Understanding two things. One is truth. We understand there's objective reality. We understand that there's truth and there's falsehood. Mm-hmm. There's truth and there's lies. But to the progressive left, their God is government. Their God is basically transforming our society, and it's subjective. Mm-hmm. Whatever will get them to power and to keep
right.
power, that's what they want.
And transferring to what, Craig? I mean, that Barack Obama said he was going to fundamentally transform the country. And my question then, and still remains, transform to what? What are we transforming to?
We're transforming to a society that is completely contrary to what we're celebrating on July 4th.
Exactly.
We celebrate liberty. We celebrate one nation under God. We celebrate the idea that we're endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We are people who believe in individual rights and freedom versus the fact that a small group of people will control and manipulate society in the direction that they think is best. That they would use wisdom to be mm-hmm. able to think that they can control people's actions, the economy, political beliefs, religious beliefs. They want to transform society in
right.
such a way that they're in control.
Why not, Craig? It's been proven. It's worked so effectively in all these countries around the world, right? Oh, that would be no.
Exactly. In fact, the poster child for where we're headed is, you know, people talk about, well, we're headed towards Venezuela, and mm-hmm. that's true. We're headed towards Cuba. That's true. You take a look at socialism throughout history, it's been one of failure. You've got Nazi Germany, the National Socialist Party is what Nazis stood for. Their socialism ended up in a dictatorship. In communist China right now, it's gone to the extent where they are giving social points for people to believe and act according to the way the Communist Party wants them to act.
Exactly.
It is unbelievable. And going to
Look what's happening in China now, too, Craig. I don't know if you read this or not. This just came out that in China, you get to operate your cell phone, but you have to download this specific piece of software that is probably like an ankle bracelet. It keeps tabs on everything while you're in China. So the photos, wherever you go, it is a monitoring device for non-citizens coming into China. You can come into China, but if you're going to use your cell phone, you're going to have to download this piece of software in order to use your cell phone.
Well, it's a police state in that, in the sense that if you get in a taxi, you've got somebody watching you. Everything you're saying is monitored and controlled. And if you're a Chinese citizen, and you cross the line of what the Communist Party would want you to do, you're not going to be able to get education, you're not going to be able to get work, you're going to get social points taken away from you.
Right. Well, you're going to get educated. You're going to get educated because we got a special camp for that kind of education, right?
Exactly.
Right.
And if you go to church, they take your pictures. They've got cameras they're installing in the churches they're not tearing down. Part of freedom is the idea that all religions need to have protection for people to exercise their freedom of conscience. The religions I disagree with, the Muslims, the Buddhists, well, in China, every religion that doesn't conform with the Communist Party is at risk. Right now, there's over 1 million people in prison because they're Muslims. And part of that, they're actually using body parts for transplants because they've got the people there.
Exactly.
It is an insane type of thing that's going on. But it's because government gets too big.
Right.
And you mentioned California. How did they win in California? How did they flip these states? They did this because of what's called ballot harvesting.
Exactly.
Ballot harvesting is legal in 32 states. It's illegal in 18 states. Even in the states it's illegal, the progressive left and the Democrats are using it. And basically what it is, in California, what happened is that you'd have somebody go to a door maybe 7 or 8 times.
Got about 20 seconds left, Craig. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then they would grab the ballot and help them fill it out and take it to the voter registration. They can turn in 500 or 600 ballots.
Exactly. Craig Huey is with us, and our conversation with him will continue. We're going to talk about his new book, The Deep State, so stay with us.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you?
I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're visiting with my friend Craig Huey, author and publisher of the Huey Report and Reality Alert newsletters, frequent commentator on local and national news, TV broadcasts, local and national radio, internet shows, president of CraigHuey.com and ElectionForum.com. You've heard me brag about him for a long time. I just have so respected all his hard work that he and his team put together, especially in California, on behalf of the voters to vet all the candidates, and especially probably one of the toughest groups, and he's heard this so many times because I've so complained about this. It's so difficult to vet the judges. They know the game, you know, just like when you see them being interviewed for higher positions in the judiciary, they know how to walk around the questions. So that, they're not absolutely lying, but there's only so much, they can say or they want to say, so it doesn't cause them to be disqualified. And Craig, in spite of that, will, dig as deep as he can and to find out this information to pass on to the voters so that we have more of an educated vote, because this is what we're talking about. Is that if America is truly going to be great again, then we can't have the dumbed-down voter that we've had in the past. We need an engaged electorate. This is what our founding fathers meant when they said that we are a government of, for, by, we, the people. They basically, Craig, as you know, our founding fathers turned the organizational chart upside down. Instead of the king being at top, it was now going to be we, the people, at top of the organizational chart. And ever since that happened, you had people that were power hungry, as you pointed out, because, oh, yes, even at the founding of our nation, there were people that wanted power more than anything else. And they were willing to do anything in order to get that power. And they resisted against this great American idea. But here it is. For 240 plus years, we are a
a country of, for, by we the people, but the people have kind of let go, and the elites have taken over, and they are doing everything they can to tilt that organizational chart upside down, because if we go to socialism, that's exactly what would happen. It would be top-down. It would be a government of the few, and we're back to the very thing that we ran away from. It may not be a king, but it's going to be some collective that's running the operation, right?
Absolutely, and it should be a frightening prospect to everyone. You know, the founders of our nation envisioned people being free from government control, able to live their lives without interference. And they viewed the idea that, all men are created equal, and they're endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. And that, and to do that, they protected government by having Congress was divided between the House and the Senate and the judiciary and the executive branch. And they spread out, understanding that the broken, fallen nature of man, sinful nature of man, is to consolidate power and to control. And it was designed to keep anyone from having too much control and to be able to have the individual have control over their own life. Well, but that's changing. As more and more government programs have come into play, as government has become bigger, you have what's called the administrative state or the permanent state. And basically, since what Obama did that transformed the bureaucracy, we basically have the deep state. And the deep state is a big danger to our freedom.
Well, and then add to that mix, and then I want to get back into the deep state here, is activist judges. So what they couldn't legislate, we're going to have activist judges basically make the laws, which, again, very quickly, that's what they did with Roe v. Wade. You had SCOTUS, in essence, writing a law. Again, they did it for Obama, for President Obama, with the Affordable Care Act. Justice Roberts wrote the law. And made that horrific experience possible. But getting back to the deep state. So the deep state became, I guess it was always there in some form or fashion, but under the Obama regime, he gave it, what do you want to say, gave it place, gave it standing?
It's a little bit different, Bill. Let's go back to the judiciary. What Obama did with the judiciary is he appointed judges that were not interested in upholding the Constitution, were not interested really in interpreting the law like a judge is supposed to do objectively.
Right.
They were interested in using the court bench to legislate, the court bench to dictate public policy based upon a progressive, liberal, socialist point of view, on a point of view that's trying to have a secular society, basically based upon a secular ideology. And that goes throughout the entire bureaucracy. You know, from the beginning, like you said, Bill, there has been a bureaucracy, no matter how small the government is. But in the, what is a bureaucracy? It's designed to be able to protect itself from being downsized or eliminated, so it always fights to protect itself. And the second thing is the bureaucracy tries to hide, tries to be non-transparent. They don't want to have anybody see if they're accountable. They don't want to see if they're working hard. They don't want to see if they're achieving their goals. They want to be kind of like out there, and nobody ever really questions what they do. And so that's the common way a bureaucracy works. But Obama came in, and he did something totally different. Not just hiring people for these positions, he put in people who wanted to make social change, to change our social norms, to change our economic policies, to change our political policies. So it's ideologically driven. So now instead of having two parts to the deep state, there's really three parts, and this ideologically driven section is where we have seen there's a thing called the Senior Executive Service, SES. Obama appointed 8,000 people to this service that's called Obama's Army. They can't be fired under the new rules that Obama passed, But these 8,000 people are the ones who hire bureaucrats. It's estimated that one-third of the bureaucracy of, for example, the EPA. EPA has 70,000 people. So on the EPA as a bureaucracy, one-third of them are at war with the head of the EPA and its policies, at war with Donald Trump. And what they want to do is manipulate public policy, sabotage policy, delay policy, ignore policy, do their own projects, their own agenda, and, of course, sending out the leaks.
Right.
One leak after another of embarrassment to the Trump regime or to the person in charge of the bureaucracy. That's what's going on today. It's so out of control.
So it's much more pervasive than we realize. I mean, and this was something that was constructed under the Obama administration. So you're talking 8,000, in essence, super bureaucrats, right?
That's right. They're the ones who do the hiring. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the other layer where Obama appointed people to different positions of power within all of these different agencies, and you can't fire them. That's why you see this controversial move on the part of the Trump administration and the people within the different agencies to say, we're going to move our bureaucracy, the people we can't fire, out of Washington, D.C., and into the local areas where they're impacting.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, the hope is many of them will resign or quit. And because
they'll wait him out, Craig, because as we know, every 4 to 8 years we go under new management, right?
That's exactly right. But the danger we have is this ideologically driven bureaucracy. John Brennan, the former head of the CIA that has been one of the most vocal opponents of the downsizing of the government and what have you, he said, and this is a quote, Bill, that the bureaucrats have an obligation to refuse to carry out the order of President Donald Trump. You know, the whole mentality is that part of the politics that goes on is to oppose what's happening in deregulation,
mm-hmm,
and downsizing and making the bureaucracy effective. You know, in the area of the Department of Education, you have a whole group of people.
Well, listen to what he's saying, though. This is so diabolical. I mean, this is the same type of philosophy that you would think. I mean, it's not a giant leap to think that Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, go right down the FBI, James Comey, that they all bought into this, that they know better. And in a sense, America can't handle the truth. And we're back to the movie A Few Good Men one more time, right?
That's exactly right. The Washington Post did a big article. And the Washington Post, which hates the Trump administration, what they said is this: federal workers are in regular consultation with recently departed Obama-era political appointees about what they can do to push back against the new president's initiatives. Some federal employees have set up social media accounts to anonymously leak word of changes Trump appointees are trying to make. So it's an act of resistance within the bureaucracy that every listener's tax money is going to support.
Exactly.
And many of these they're out marching in marches during their and being paid to do so during the workday. They're organizing themselves in political campaigns at taxpayers' expense.
Exactly. I was going to say, this is what we're paying for, ladies and gentlemen. Get your hands on this book, The Deep State, 15 Surprising Dangers That You Should Know. Craig Huey has done us a great service. Craig, thank you so much. Where can they go? At electionforum.org, right?
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you